All right. How do, how do, how do? This is PRQ Timelines. And this show is designed to make us more aware of timelines we create for ourselves and situations that are proactive, possibly negative, possibly expansive. And so please call in and show us some timelines, teach us some timelines. I'll go through a couple real quick here. You know the number, 323-744-4831. Yeah, BBS Radio. I'll take calls pretty quick here. I only need about 5-10 minutes here of dialogue. Sorry if that drags out a little bit. If you do follow your politics, you can actually see we're reacting to timelines. So what are we going to do about being proactive in our timelines when we do want to participate in society? We want to have friends and family, and we enjoy our companionship with others. But we have so many friends and family that believe in things that are different than us. But we love our friends and family, or at least for a few minutes. One of the things you can do is when you look for a dialogue around timelines, you can actually map them on what the legacy outcomes dark individuals would like out of us. So when you look for information from forthepeople.space, or you look for Ben Fulford's reports, you'll see that they're going to start to marry that the dialogue, the Bible is in there too. You're going to see that we're going to start going in the same direction, all of us. So if you look at your political situation, your government, local situation, all of our politics, all of your biblical systems, all of the woo-woo club, spiritual club, love and light club, everyone's going to end up at the same place. And I've said it a lot, as you know. And these are timelines that we can co-create with and participate with and make it a play field for all of us. BBS Radio, if you have some calls, I'll get going here. Otherwise, I'll continue with my dialogue. Kelly from Oregon. You're on Timelines with Q. How are you, Kelly?
Hola, hola, hola.
Hola, compadre.
Feliz cumpleaños.
What are we doing, Kelly? What are you up to today?
Okay, is it just me?
¿Cómo se llama?
What's that?
Go ahead.
Is it just me or did the vein
come
to source?
You're making a show today.
Always. Is it just me or did the vein to source get brighter since Trump's election? More light coming in?
Yeah, I got a lot of populate. Let's just say, notice the day after the energy weapons regarding the weather disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone experienced a really very, very peaceful day would be one way to look at it. You tell me, what did you experience?
Well, when I say the vein to source, a.k.a. the sun, I just, it was so bright. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't even hardly look into it. I eventually did, but it was so bright. And I did feel the calm. It was amazing.
Yeah, the timelines we're capable of are getting a little more obvious. So if we're going to go play with the neighbor, we're actually going to go to another timeline and or lower dimension. And if we would appreciate, you know, the timelines we prefer, we can't see that. It's very difficult to see our neighbors sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. So can I ask you some more questions on that? So you observed a level of peace after the elections are over. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, it wasn't really the outcome of the elections or the individuals in the elections. It was more about a sigh of relief kind of feeling. Is that correct?
Well, I don't play in that timeline. I have family and friends that do, that were super caught up in it. In fact, I used my ballot as a fly swatter. That's how not into it I am. But I just noticed the people around me were calmer. I think it's just an energetic feeling. It's just a feeling. It was just calm. More peaceful. And
right, so that
it just it's and so that, feeling.
But that does help you. You have to get it. You have to admit to yourself you're around people that may not have the same abilities you have. So their sigh of relief also helps you because we're all related somehow, some way. So it actually does help you, even though you don't play, you don't even watch the television, but because you're around them, they're happier, aren't they?
Yeah, I think I felt the sigh of relief from the collective. That's what I felt.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when we use our intentions, the power gets really strong. So as much value we give to time and dates in a location that is designed to hinder us, we can still use those same tools to enhance us, I would say.
Right. Absolutely. It was fun seeing what I feel is the Founding Father's spirits on that stage with him. I thought that was very cool. But I do have a question.
You betcha. What else do you want to play with today?
You and Asha had a conversation a while back about light teams and how they separate wildly when we get in here, like an explosion, and then we anneal to a body. So I wondered if you could explain what a light team is. I think I might know, but I want to hear how you explain it.
Why'd you call me today?
Pardon me?
Why'd you call me today?
To feel you.
So maybe you're on a light team, huh?
That's a confirmation. Yes.
So you don't have any doubt why you wanted to call me today, right?
Correct. And I know
because
that.
Because we know.
I do know that.
Because we know. Because we know, don't we?
Absolutely.
Please don't stop.
You said there's not that many of us here, and I'm feeling and I understand that. So is it just we're a collective of light columns that are just endlessly, continuously dividing, and we coalesce as teams? Is that it? All of us.
Right. So, and that's exactly how we break down timelines that we don't prefer is when we participate together, cleans all of the negative timelines out would be one way to look at it. So if we can favor an emotion that's normal to us, it's very difficult to explain, passion, inspiration, then we do very well at finding each other again. Surely you have lots of things you'd like to do to call me, but we resonate to each other's inspiration, and that is to do things, create things, so forth. So Asha is very, very special individual. That is Joan of Arc. She's the greatest teacher you'll probably ever see. She's walking in her footsteps to teach us how to take the granularity of duality and dismiss it in a way that works. So when you see politics or you see events that have happened reactively through your electronics, if you just lived on your land alone, you'd never know any of this was going on. But if you have electronics, there is propaganda. Every single word is someone selling you something. And so light, when you work in light teams, you dismiss it. You're not buying into the game. So that's
right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you step out of it. Highly recommend. I just wanted to shout out to Asha. Thank you so much. All you do. I know you're listening, and I love you very much.
And we love you. Thank you. Do you have any other questions?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I could ask one more, but I don't. How are we doing? With freedom,
okay, cool.
All the, huh? How are we doing?
Never been asked that.
Feeling? On, under, or above its surface.
I've never been asked that.
Whack-a-mole? Oh.
We got to keep on trucking. All right, we got to keep on trucking. We got to hold our ground.
We just got to reach a certain frequency.
That's where I'm at. I'm not comfortable with that statement, but we got to keep on being ourselves and really, really owning the light here as it relates to our inspiration. And this is what I want to do today. That's all you have to worry about. Don't make a puzzle out of this. I really want to do this today is all you have to do. That's it. Doubt and fear has nothing to do with us.
Roger that. Copy that. I got you. Thank you so much.
All right. You have fun. I got some more callers I got to get on to. Thank you for that call. I never, ever underestimate Kelly calling in from Oregon. That's so fun. All right. Next caller, BBS Radio. Okay, California, the caller from California. Are you in the hopper there? Are you in the hopper, California?
BK is here from California. Greetings.
BK from California. I'm sorry I missed who was calling in. I'm technically fumbling today. BK, what do you got going on today?
I'm being tracked and traced too, Q. I did have a little fumblings this morning as well, but blessings to you all. And I want to play, and I'm inspired to share this quick haiku for you. And it was inspired by a caller coming and saying, "Hi, Q." And so here is a haiku, which is a Japanese brief poem. I just spontaneously created it because it is 575 syllables. It's only 3 lines long, and it is, "We now hear you, Q. Awakening is the path. Love is our freedom." Because you had addressed my comment earlier as your introduction to timelines, in regarding the various teams moving forward toward our freedom, because I had this week honed in on a couple other pathways toward our allotted title and toward our freedoms via different teams. And I was going to present those because in last week's homesteading, you had mentioned, is there a better way to do this? What is the better way? How does everyone, you know, talk to me, you know, lobbyists? And there will be a better way. But at the moment, I think kind of you're a little bit ahead of the game with us taking steps in that direction. So that's why I'm here, and I want to thank you all for everything you do.
Thank you. And it is a timeline, and we all have to debate with ourselves as what's the best way to create more peace for us. If we're constantly on timelines that we're reacting to, what would be one way out of it?
Right.
That's my question to you.
That's a good question, and I'll take it to my heart.
I can just sit on my farm. I can just sit on my farm, and no one's going to bother me if I could, so to speak, lock it down. Wouldn't that be one way out of this?
Absolutely, but I'm sharing this farm with others at the moment, so we'll see how that all unfolds.
Boy, don't we love family and friends, especially when they don't pick
and
up
our,
after
and
themselves.
Our,
I wish they would just take
tribe.
The blue station wagon off the property. I know. I don't even like the station wagon left in my yard, but I'm going to live with them. They're cool. They stay over there.
Oh, well, I love to hear
yes.
too.
So what are you working on? I sense that you're observing tolerances that you didn't always recognize. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my own tolerances too. I mean, but primarily.
Yeah, isn't it fun when you like don't care about stuff anymore?
Allowing. It's my lessons in letting go and allowing. Yeah, mostly.
Yeah.
But I do want to secure the farm.
Yeah, watch.
So that's a detail that when takes me a little bit out of my heart when I'm dealing with the all the nooks and crannies of this process, which is not the way I like to operate. I'm a creative spirit. I'm an artist, and dealing with this is not impossible, but I still probably will seek guidance in the detail-oriented, fine-tuning of the process. So I'll work through that, and I'm passionate about...
Can you remind me again what area you're in?
So in western Los Angeles County, of California, and I've got my patent, I've got my copies of my deeds, and I am hesitant to work toward paperwork. I'm not highly technical. I hate being on the computer. And but my daughter's studying law, so I could maybe hire her to help me, but I don't know if she's on my page with this. She thinks I'm a little crazy, right?
Okay,
so
can you break down the geography a little better so I can see it real quick? So instead of say county, give me a local town.
Topanga.
Did you say Pechanga?
Okay, so this is a big reveal, and I live in a town called Topanga.
You like Pechanga Canyon?
Yeah. Some people call it that.
Yeah, I know. Okay, got it. Okay, I got it. I got you. Okay, so I have to drill in a little bit here so I can give it energy. All right, so hang on just a second. All right, that's a huge, huge win for us if we can grab that.
Mm.
And it's not to take it from anyone or anything. It's to repurpose our
right.
Okay, so we got that on our list too. So that timeline is on our list of items, and it goes all the way to the ocean.
Yes, it does.
So that whole corridor is very interesting. That's a very interesting corridor, and there used to be a beautiful river that went all the way to the ocean there. I can't figure out why it stopped, other than you can see all the culverts they made. But okay, that's really exciting to me.
Excellent.
Yeah, let me work on that a few days, and please keep calling in. Do you have any other questions?
Bless you. No, not now. I'm just taking one step at a time, and love listening to you, Q. Thank you.
Love listening to you. Thank you. And I think we have some other callers. That was BK from California. Okay, so let me explain to you what was the name one more time. All right, so that call was interesting because that's someone who's figured out that if I just really observe things and then participate with what I've observed in the way I want to, then the outcomes change. And so that's one thing about homesteading and those timelines. Timelines are really prominent. I'd like to jump around a little bit, BBS, and do Aloha from California, please.
Mm-hmm. Aloha. Can you hear me?
Aloha. I can hear you loud and clear. I can feel you better, though.
Well, yes, aloha from the West Coast. And so I put my heart into what I want to say. Thank you. It's good to be back. And I put my heart into what I say, because every Saturday that we talk, my life continues to change in every way, even throughout the day, every day, because I feel you are always in my field, and you are so much fun. And it feels as you are always saying, what shall we do next? What can I do next? Just the way you always say, ask me another question. And I feel so often you are with me through others. And I am always asking myself, is that you? So keep doing all that you do. I love playing with you. And I know there is a place in all of us where we all know everything. And I don't always have questions, because I really always want to compliment your highest excitement so that you are always having so much fun too. And we all know you are here for us, and we all know that you and everyone with you are doing more than we can imagine and more than we can see for this grand rescue. So please tell us, what do you dream of while you are here? And what do you want while you're here? And what do you need while you are here? And what can we do for you right now while you're here right now?
Nothing. But a dream. Dreaming with us is all there is. Just to be with us is all there really is. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Make it easy. Make it real easy. That's all there really is. Just make it simple.
I am.
It's brilliant.
That's why I never have questions for you. I don't have any questions because You're just, I'm always with you. You're always with me. I don't have any questions. So.
It's brilliant. What's amazing is how many people you helped with your statement that you may or may not observe. So when I get the feedback from your statements, I get to see your resonance frequency, how many others you're populating, so to speak, of energetics, creating the positive timelines and or outcomes they'd appreciate, because there's thousands and thousands of people that just arbitrarily listen to your words right now that never have heard these words. They're listening to the radio, and there's a biblical speaker, there's a politician speaking, and all of a sudden they pop in and listen to Aloha. It's very profound. Very profound. The vibration that you and I share, so that the way that we can listen to each other speak, is the true combat of timelines that aren't ours. So when you work through your harmonics and you talk to me and I talk to you, we know these words have little or no meaning other than our connection with each other. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it gets a little more obvious to us how our spirits populate humanity. We can talk about the degradation of this type of human and the way our spindle system DNA has been counterproductive to the volume of light we bring in through the body all day long, but you can't diminish us. It's so obvious to us that, so when we look at our connection over this radio, everyone's going to receive it because you're of light and I'm of light, and so it's going to transmit to them as well, assuming these radios work today. But we don't need radios to transmit the light, do we? It's just our connection. That's all we need. Did that make sense to you, think, the others?
Yes.
I don't have to ask you if I made sense to you. It's a beautiful connection. I'm honored that you remember yourself. Having you remember yourself and so many others, it's quite an experience, isn't it?
Well, I'm so glad I'm having this experience right now.
Yeah, and that was the purpose of this show, is so I know you, you know me, as a short version. It removes timelines that aren't ours, reacting to so many things. We're proactively, you know, reminding each other of our legacy relationships throughout the multiverse. And I'm privileged and honored to hear you. Anything else you want to play with today?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to tell you that I'm most comfortable when you just say whatever it is you want to say to me. I have a million questions. I have a million personal questions, but I like for you to just say whatever you want to say.
Okay, well, let's get to it. So you're one of the leaders here. You're one of the leaders of heart-based activities. How do we utilize your heart-based activities. So it's translatable, digestible, whatever word you like. You are an amazing leader for not leading and giving love, participating in love and or the compassion energetics that we have here. Wherever you go, the light grows. Without arrogance, without facilitation, without title, without identity. Now, what are we going to do to utilize you? Where do we implement you is all we're working on now. Where are we going to install you, so to speak? We don't need a direction because you're going to gravitate to where you go no matter what. We can't stop you. You are going to spread light and love. Forgive reusing the words. You're going to find your perfect metrics for communication and multiplication of individuals just like you. Does that make sense? Do you remember this?
I will. I can do it. I'll keep doing it.
If you don't, it's okay. You're doing it no matter if you decided not to do it. You don't have a choice in it. You're unstoppable.
Yeah.
You keep doing it and doing it and doing it. You pretend to be somebody else sometimes now, don't you? But at the end of the day, you're you, and it multiplies the compassion and love for all of us.
Good. And that's what I'm going to do.
Did I make sense?
Yes. And keep talking to me. Because it helps me.
I will keep helping you. I don't have a choice either. That is my role as well. I can't stop. Whatever I can do to help, and keep pulling on me. Thank you so much.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Mahalo. Mahalo. Mahalo. All right. Can't wait to hear from you again. What's why they call her BBS Radio. Thank you so much. That's brilliant. We brought some light into that call. That was cool. What's my next caller, BBS Radio? Go ahead and you pick. I think it's Kay from Massachusetts. Kay from Massachusetts, are you there?
Hi. It's good
Hi.
To hear you. I
haven't smoked anything. It's great to see you.
Well,
go ahead, Kay. What do you got going on, Kay? This is Timelines. This is the Timelines show. I love when people teach me about stuff they got into they did not prefer because they made decisions they did not prefer, but they thought they preferred them. Do you have any examples like that, or what else do you want to talk about today?
I was actually hoping that you could help me remember how to help my little guy, my little son, socialize with other children, but not participate in the public school system.
Give me an example. Yes is the answer, but give me a couple timeline examples.
So if we go to the park, we live in an area where there's a lot of people that I think my energy kind of pushes them away. And so a lot of the time if we go to the park, the people will leave. I'm also going to be trying to get him into karate. So there'll be, you know, I think that will be an easier thing. But he is very social, and I really want him to be able to interact with children every day. And I just don't remember the steps I need to take to find that place.
I just tied him in the closet then.
Okay.
What do you think? I mean,
well, because I guess that's
my...
Should
we just put him in the closet? And then he'll never be on time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess my little guy is also very highly energetic and also pushes people away because of the area that we live in. We live in an area where a lot of people, I think, can pick up that we are a little different. And so the other thing, I'm kind of wondering if I should try to start a timeline to go somewhere else that's more fitting, but we're just unsure of how to go about energetically connecting with an area with like-minded people with their children.
Super cool call. Super cool call. Thanks a lot. BBS Radio, let's go to the next one. Super cool call. BBS Radio, what do you got next?
We got a Sarah from Canada, an Amber from BC, Canada, Tracy from Africa, and Roseanne from New York.
Let's do Sarah. Let's do Sarah from Canada. Sarah from Canada, are you there?
She's here. Can you hear her?
Yeah, I can hear it. Say process, and I'll believe you're from Canada.
Process.
All right, go ahead. What do you got going on today? What do we got going on today? Let's hear it.
Well, let's do it. I wanted to dance with you a little bit on some material on money, if you're open to it, or favorite subject.
It's hard not to giggle when we're talking, isn't it?
I'm trying not to today. It takes over. We can't start there. We can't go there.
Like every time we talk, you just sit there and giggle. I'm like, what's the point in the exercise of just giggle? It's better communication, isn't it?
It's good for the heart space.
It makes more sense to just giggle. Yeah, it's just like a way better. Anyway, what do you want? See, it's already over. What's the point of the call now?
Okay, no, let's get serious. Let's do some work here. Okay, so I've been working on material this year.
I'm getting serious now.
I know. It's real serious stuff. So I've been working on material to articulate. How do we put this money topic to bed? And there was a synchronicity back. Mermaid put it out. It was about, she asked her feedback from the audience about your friend with the $70,000 tax bill. You know, do we give them money or not? And $70,000 for me has been about the number I've got across like three banks that I'm just letting them, you know, do the whole process. They take me to court. They can't find me, they take me to court, I don't show up, so on and so on. And so it was like a calling for me to call in and kind of try and put some of this, like, why don't we care? Like, why is money so irrelevant? How do we come to that feeling and how do we articulate that and let that kind of ripple out? And last time I called in, we only had 5 minutes and I probably giggled half the time. And you asked me, you know, what is money, point blank? And really, I mean, the short answer is it's irrelevant. It's a means of control. It's enslavement. It's black magic. It has absolutely nothing to do with us. And so that's the short answer. But, you know, when you say this to people, they're like, okay, like, you're crazy. And I mean, if you're not called crazy, I mean, you're not doing things right. So... When people call you crazy, it's a good sign for me. But really, how do we break this down into tangible takeaways? And for me, it's not so much about fighting the matrix, right? It's really about ignoring the matrix. It's not about going through it. It's about going around it. It's not about feeding the beast. It's about starving the beast. So how do we do that? How do we participate to be as much for as of the people while still living with this desire of probably living, you know, years and years beyond our time and wanting this, a lot of this matrix to become an irrelevant reality, as oxymoron as that sounds. So in corporate years, I used to be a project manager, and you'll laugh at some of this, is I used to go to a lot of these conflict resolutions, and they put people in three gears. That's what we do in the matrix. We put people in boxes. And so we can apply it to money. And so I want to do that today. And then I came up with a fourth gear. I'm a sixth gear type of girl here, but I've got four gears today for us. And it's really not so much about a linear process. Nothing's pyramid. It's really circles. So it's not about, you know, going from gear one to four so much as just living in all of them, living in none of them. Maybe participating in one and desiring another. And so let's play here. So gear one, you've got your narcissist. So those are the 1%, that's the greedy, those are the takers, these are the lords that we shall not name. Okay, we all know them. And this is really capitalism. I mean, this is where the matrix lives and breathes, where most of the world is still living. And that's okay. You know, my short answer to do we give the guy with the $70,000 tax bill the money? Well, who are we to play God? I don't care. Like, if you want the money to feed the matrix, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter what my neighbor lives and breathes. If he wants to live in gear one, that's fine. That doesn't bother me any. That doesn't affect me any, really. It's not on my timeline. And I don't need him to have the same perspective for me to live and desire mine. So gear two is this giving and receiving. And for me, this is bartering. And so for me, that's halfway there, if you want to call it that, if we want to look at it in linear, it's still putting a value on things. It's still measuring this lawnmower is worth your bike, right? It's still measuring, giving a number. It's still counting. And money, I mean, there is no value, right? So there's no placing value on exchanging energy. Energy is energy. Gear three is to give without receiving. And this is where the woo-woo club really lives. And I say that without judgment, because I've done a lot of healing, and a lot of the modalities that the woo-woo club promotes. And I wouldn't do it now, but I wouldn't skip it either. It was a big part of my journey. So I say this without judgment, but this idea to give without receiving, this how they look at abundance, right? And this idea of what you put out is what you attract back. And it's really where you start to understand energetics. So giving credit that you start to understand what you ripple out, you know, is your reality. But it's still, to say that you're giving something is to still place this value on what is it to give. Because if you're simply just existing in who you are and creating your reality from there, there's none of this giving and receiving. There's no taking tab. There's no measuring, right? So still not quite there yet. Gear four, this is where I live and breathe. And let's laugh a little bit. For me, my first language is sarcasm and giggles. But I've always thought of the monkey to make me laugh. So monkey and the bananas. So I'm going to bring bananas into our story today. But this is where I live and I breathe and I desire. So I may participate in gear one, two, or three, but I live for gear four. So you wake up in the morning and you go, I want a banana. Sarah's got banana trees. You come over and you ask me for bananas for my banana trees. And I go, well, I give you three answers. First one being the bananas exist because you got up this morning, you were desiring and inspired to have bananas. And so the bananas exist because of your inspiration, right? You said it so nicely, Q, like your inspiration gets you out of bed to open the door, and then you create what's on the other side of the door. Nothing exists there until you open the door. It's not opening the door to then react. So it wasn't opening the door to see the banana tree and then wanting bananas. You woke up this morning, you wanted bananas, and they appeared. And so this is a done deal. The bananas are yours. They've already offered themselves to you. And we can see this in the movie with even natives, right? Like the stories of the natives and how they kill, and I have my hands in quotations, because they don't kill animals. Animals, I mean, they're energy, right? You can't kill an animal. Energy doesn't die. So it was the animal's decision to offer itself to move on to its next experience. You then cook the animal with love, digest the animal with love, right? This is how energetics, it's a circle, it forever goes on and on and on. And so now the exchange is done, right? It's not even an exchange. It's just the bananas are yours. They've offered yourself. You don't even own them, right? Energy can't own it. And that's the funny part, because you're turning to me and asking me if you can have the bananas from my banana tree, but the tree is not mine. I don't own this, right? I'm the tree. The tree is me. The tree is free. I am free. And so this has nothing to do with me. And so the exchange is done. The bananas are yours. The tree's not mine. This has nothing to do with me. But the real funny part is that you're now turning to me and asking me how much. And what does money have anything to do with this experience, this existence, right? It's just so irrelevant.
Outstanding
and
job. Outstanding job. Outstanding job. There's nothing I can do to beat you on this statement. But I have to end the show. And brilliant job. BBS, I'm gonna go in, take a break here before the next show. I need to give great respect to the next talk show host. Thank you for your call. It was amazing as always. BBS, let me have some clear air if you don't mind. So that was a great explanation of how timelines are created that may or may not be adopted. So I'll do my best to summarize, never to put words in that person's description. Why do we adopt all these systems and processes? Canadian process. Why do we keep signing up for all these things, which are timelines? So why are we getting on timelines that we could apparently there's rules here in the rule house. Anyway, I'm going to take an hour break and I'll be back in an hour. And the mermaid says she's going to be there too. And I think we're going to get interviewed by the next talk show host. So we look forward to that. We're going to take BBS Radio. Thank you so much for your love and your help and your support. Everyone who called in, please don't stop. It's just a privilege and an honor to connect with you. BBS, thank you, thank you, thank you.